my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
Go get some water when we get this started.
It's my birthday and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
Yeah, you're really
maybe gonna, I'm singing this wrong.
You're really gonna lie to the people and tell them it's your birthday?
But it is.
But it's not.
Well, it is this week. If they're hearing it on Wednesday, my birthday's the next day.
Your birthday is on Thursday.
Whoop whoop. Taurus season.
Oh, gosh.
We the best.
Let me get some water. I'm going to need a lot of water for
What's
this
a good
episode.
Birthday song, babe? Go shorty, it's your birthday. We going to party like it's your birthday.
How about my birthday song every year?
It's your fucking birthday. Birthday.
It's your brrr. Damn. Do you ever pour some water and you just think like, yo, this water is about to slap?
Can you hurry it up? Appreciates.
I'm coming.
Don't do this shit while you press record. You should have done that shit before.
We need to start the podcast.
You need to sit your ass down.
What you need to do is go get a job.
You need to sit your ass down.
With your trifling ass.
Hi, Dios, guys. The things I deal with.
Hi, I'm back.
My patience is on another level.
Yo, I'm back. Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Swab.
Yeah.
Right across from me is the beautiful and lovely Desiree.
Wow.
Next to her is a sleeping cat, Magneto.
Wepa.
And this is episode 31, I think. Wow. 31?
31.
Wow, y'all. 31. Look at us. Who would have thought? Huh? Look at us.
who would have thought, huh?
Who would have thought, huh?
Still talking shit.
Just talking shit.
31 you know, episodes of shit. Can you believe that?
You know what? I'm going to say this. Desi was like randomly listening to some of the older episodes. And she was just listening to the... episode.
HGTV and oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, it's called HGTV and oatmeal cookies. I don't know what number episode that is. But you know what, guys? She was playing some of it and it really had me laughing. So
I was dying. I'm like, yo, we're hilarious.
For Desiree's birthday, what I want you guys to do is, after you listen to this podcast for Desiree's birthday, go back and listen to our old episode called HGTV and oatmeal cookies. Yeah, let's
Why?
Do that. Let's randomly get that old episode, like some new
statistics.
Yeah, right. Some new listens. Because that
you
was
guys,
a good one.
If you guys ever feel like you need to go back and listen to a few, definitely, because I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like when I'm showering or while I'm working, and I always go back and listen to a couple of old episodes just to remind myself that like we're pretty cool.
Like, where and,
are I? It's some really good shit back there. Really funny stuff. And, you know, we still got it, bro.
Yeah. But there's some old episodes where, like, there's some normal ones, but there's some that are super funny to me.
Yeah.
But right now, let's just focus on that one. HGTV and oatmeal cookies. And I think the reason... why it's perfect is because we've been watching a lot of like home shows.
Oh, yeah.
And like stuff that would be on HGTV, but
lots
not
of
HGTV.
HGTV material.
Yeah.
But not HGTV, yeah. Yeah. This Old House.
We were just watching Extreme Home Makeover.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Which is so like exaggerated, but it's.
That movie. That show is so 2000s. Like the way they decorate the house, like it looks like if y'all ever watched Bring It On. Torrance's like house, like in her room, and like how everything looked, like they were rich, but you can tell that shit was oldie 2000s, like the way the TVs are, the phones, the computers. It's like you
they
can
exaggerate
tell
everything.
We're in the Y2K era.
It's like super tacky. Like I used to watch that shit when I was a kid.
Yeah, and be like, wow, that's so fancy.
It's tacky, but it's like nice because it's people who need new homes. Mm-hmm. But like they just do their rooms like so fucking tacky. Like the kid says,
they do it like Pimp My Ride style.
Yeah, yeah. Like the kid loves basketball, so we're gonna make the whole room a basketball. Like you walk in and you're inside of
a basketball.
With some stupid shit.
Like. Some shit like that. Oh, you like the supermodel? We made your bed a catwalk. Like
what the fuck?
I want to sleep, not catwalk. I don't know. It's just like a bunch of extra shit. Like that, oh, you want to be vegan? We put a blender
in your closet. The little girl, she like Tinkerbell, and like Tinkerbell sleeps inside of a lantern type cage looking shit. So her bed was like a lantern cage. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking like, this is some fucking animal abuse, like child abuse.
Oh, gosh. No, I was just watching it and thinking, yo, in like 5 years, these kids are going to be sick and tired of their tacky ass room.
Yeah, just take all that stuff down, just paint the walls gray or white, and just call it a day.
Yeah, the rooms are a bit extra, but, you know, good for them. Good for them, though.
They need the house.
They can't fucking complain.
Yeah, they need the house. Now they got like a 5-year supply of, like, Downy and you know.
I'm not going to lie, that shit is fucking clutch. When you're an adult,
yeah,
a 5-year supply of laundry detergent, you're like, wow, that's awesome.
Well, especially if we got kids, bro.
Especially if you have a big family, yeah. It's like things like that that they give. Like for me as an adult, as a kid watching, I was like, that's so stupid. I want fucking laundry detergent. Watching it now, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And they got dishwasher pods for like a year. That's awesome.
That's
funny. Toilet paper. I'm all about that.
I'm all about the toilet paper.
You good?
Sorry, I had to yawn right there, and I didn't want to yawn in the mic. But yeah, yo, they tell me, like, yo, you're going to get a lifetime supply of Angel Soft. Best believe I'm taking that shit.
Jose is very particular about his toilet paper, too.
I want my...
It can't be Scott or fucking... What's the other ones? I don't even know. Charmin.
No, I don't mind the other shits, but that one-ply Scott shit that, like, I grew up using, and we've only used it here when we had no choice. But ever since we got like 2-ply shit like that, I can't go like that 1-ply shit. The fucked up thing about it is you spend more money on cheap toilet paper. I hope y'all know that. I hope you guys all know.
Here's Jose's PSA.
No, seriously.
I hope y'all know. Y'all wasting a lot of money on cheap toilet paper.
All jokes aside, people who buy the cheap toilet paper that's 1-ply, like you buy like a roll of Scott instead of buying a roll of 2-ply or whatever, you're literally wasting more money. Just to save like 60 cents. It's fucking stupid.
The more you know.
Because you're using more of it because you're like, it's too thin. Like literally it's so thin that you can see right through the paper, right? So you're not going to wipe your ass with that because you're just really wiping your fingers. Now you got your fingers in your ass. Now your fingers in your ass.
You're the guy that goes to like friends' houses and then goes uses the bathroom and you kind of low-key judge based upon the toilet paper.
No, I won't like that they judge because depending on the situation. But if you're good, and I know that you guys are good, and I know that y'all got money and shit, and y'all got that 1-ply shit, I'm really gonna be like, yo, y'all priorities are fucked up. Like, how y'all got a brand new car, but y'all got 1-ply toilet paper? Like, the only reason we have 1-ply is because when the toilet paper shortage shit happened, and we couldn't
there
really...
There was no fucking toilet paper.
There was no toilet paper, and I remember we drove back from New York, and my pops was like, oh, here, I got like a fucking... 78 Jumbo pack, yeah.
BJ size
fucking Scott's. And I was like, I'll take it. Because I remember I used to use this shit all the time in New York. Man, once I started using this shit, I was like, oh my gosh, this shit sucks. Shit was sandpaper.
Yeah, it's not the best. We have sensitive booties. So we got to use like...
So now I use Angel Soft, right?
Special toilet paper.
The Angel Soft toilet paper to me feels like...
I like Charmin too.
Charmin's cool. I like this one because it's so soft that it almost feels like when you take a, it feels like when you're using, what do you call it? Like tissue, like for your nose. You know how it's so soft, that tissue that you like to use? What is that? Kleenex?
Babe, nobody cares.
So it's like tissue for your ass. See, now if you got that Scott 1-ply shit.
Oh my God.
If you don't roll it up like 100 times, you're literally just sticking your fingers in your ass, you dirty bastard. So just stop.
You done?
Can I tell you something?
You finish?
This has happened to you before. I know this had to happen to you. Oh, like when I was younger, every time we ran out of toilet paper, we'd have to use
Bounty.
Like the Bounty, paper towel
and Kleenex.
Oh no, Kleenex is too soft.
No, I've had to use both Bounty before. Like we've run out of toilet paper in the house, and my mom would be like, put a roll of Bounty or a box of Kleenex, and that's what we had to use in the meantime.
The Bounty was crazy to use, like paper towel, rough ass paper towel.
Yeah.
That shit was kind of rough, especially like when I was younger. Like I didn't always have the wet wipes. You know what I'm saying? Like if you got a combination of both, you can do some damage. Cause you do, this is my formula. Well, I don't know about you, but this is my formula.
Oh
my
God.
This is your birthday
Nobody
episode.
Nobody cares.
This is your birthday episode. I'm gonna tell y'all my formula. When you wiping your ass.
Nobody gives a shit.
Listen, you but wipe your ass with the toilet paper, right? You get rid of what you can, right? Now it gets to the point where it's just dry, but you know it's still dirty. So then you use the wet wipe. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you hit it again with the dry toilet paper.
You're saying so much worse just to just say the national combo that everybody does.
Everybody it's does, like, right?
Dry, wet, dry. That's what you
do. Okay, good. No, because my thing is, I don't know if some people start with just with the wet wipe.
That's well, there's gross. Some heathens out there that just do wet or just do dry. But if you have both, it's supposed to be dry, wet, dry.
And yeah, okay. See, but my thing is, nobody ever told me that. I just learned that on my own. So I just assumed that was my way.
You dry to get most of it, and then you wet to thorough, and then you dry again because who wants to
Because you don't
be
want
wet?
A wet butt. Yeah.
Who wants wet cheeks?
See, I didn't know that everybody did it the same way. I just did it. That's just the way I learned naturally. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But shout outs to us because I don't know, man. I think I'm going to put money aside and get a bidet.
You know what? That's like another level. And everybody who's never tried a bidet, I feel sorry for you.
The funny thing is, people who have never
bidets are amazing.
People who have never tried a bidet think that shit sounds stupid or funny or
like a little
nasty.
Water fountain cleaning your butt or your front if you're a girl.
And they all think like that shit sounds crazy. Everybody who's ever tried it, doesn't matter how tough they are, how girly they are, whatever, they all say they want that shit.
It's amazing, and we didn't get to try it until we traveled abroad to the Asian countries. We went to South Korea and Japan.
Yeah.
And
every
those
toilet.
Are like standard. Like
every single
every
toilet
has bidet.
In Asia has bidets in them.
And it is the most lovely thing. Not because it feels good, but it just, you feel clean when you leave that bathroom. Like, you don't even have to use toilet paper, to be honest. If you wanted to, you can just, like, bidet, then dry off, and then get out.
Oh, yeah. Some of them have the little dry button.
Yeah, some of them have a blow dryer.
Blow dryer.
But it was the nicest thing.
Oh, you know what I miss?
And I really want a bidet in our
When we were in
bedroom.
South Korea and in Japan, both hotels that we stayed at, since they had the built-in bidets, they both had the heated seats.
Oh my gosh, that was also so nice.
Wasn't that amazing? Every time you sit down, it was the most...
It was nice and warm.
Like, comforting, like, amazing feeling. Because we're so used to getting on a cold-ass toilet seat.
Yeah.
Especially the first thing in the morning. That
first
sucks.
Thing in the morning, especially during the winter. You gotta,
yeah, that seat's
you know,
just warm. Like, you sit on it, you're like, oh my gosh. That's just like a warm hug, bro. Yeah,
toilets are next level nowadays, and honestly, we're slacking.
It is amazing because now you just got to buy the top piece and put it on there and connect it to the water line.
I mean, like, there's all sorts of things you can do with the toilet now. But like...
Back then, there were people who would have a regular toilet and then next to it, they had a bidet toilet.
Like, yeah, see, I've never done that. I feel like that's a European thing.
Yeah.
Like when you go stay in like France or whatever, they'll have the toilet and then next to it, it's like the little sink. And people laugh and they're like, what is a sink for? It's for your butt. Like people... Yeah.
I don't like it, though.
I don't like that.
Because that just squirts water up. Like, that's not sophisticated enough for me.
No, it should be in the toilet.
See, the Asians have it down packed.
They got it right.
They got it fucking right. Because it's a little gun that comes out of nowhere from the back.
Well, I'm over talking about poops and butts and toilets.
Well, this is your birthday episode, so I just thought
it would
be appropriate.
Why would it be appropriate? I don't care about that stuff. Talk about me.
Yo, Desiree is so nice and so cool, and we all love her. I haven't met a person who just can't stand you? It's kind of weird.
There's not many out there, I don't think.
I know maybe like one or two, but I'm not going to mention them. Mm. But for the most part, everybody fucks
with you. You're like, I'm not going to mention them to your mom. Like,
like my dad can't stand your ass.
Like, nah, oh my gosh.
I'm glad it's not that type of situation with you, but I've dated girls that like my family were.
Oh, say my own mom. Wow. So you're like, I know somebody who doesn't like you. It's your own mother.
So, yeah.
Not your mom.
But yeah, dude, like, you know, congratulations. You're turning 29.
Wow, you got it right.
Yeah, I'm getting on.
Way to give out my government and shit. Yeah.
What more do y'all want to know about Desiree? Because I'll tell you everything right now. I'll tell you the last four.
It's a mystery. No, I'm... Jose is one of the only people on this earth who knows me very, very well. Who sees the what is it called? Like the dark side of the moon for me. Like
stuff nobody wants to see. No,
it's shit that nobody asks for. but yeah, you get to see it for free. I'm pretty much an open book with everyone that I'm friends with or whatever, but there's just certain parts of my personality and my intellect and my brain that I just don't. I don't have to, babe. That I don't necessarily share with everyone for my own reasons. And Jose's a lucky bastard who gets to deal with it on a daily basis.
I'm blinking twice for help.
Get me out. I thought you're gonna say I'm blessed. But yeah, it's awesome. Thanks for 29, God. Yay. Happy for another year.
Unfortunately, this year we're not doing any big trips or anything. Again, I think we're gonna have to save all the cool birthday stuff for next year. Mm-hmm. Because this has to be probably one of the busiest months we've had. Craziest
next
months.
To Christmas. Yeah. Like next like to December.
Craziest months crazy. We had. Oh, and the people listening might not even know. If you listen to the last episode, Desi had COVID. My ass got positive like the very next day.
Yeah.
So I was a little sick or whatever, and the shit turned into a cold somehow. And now we're good. Like we're all right, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like dealing with that bullshit. We have a lot of other stuff to just do. It's just, it's a crazy time. So Desi is not going to get the birthday she deserves, but she will
get eventually.
She will get a lot of things in life that she deserves.
No, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Oh, you don't even know.
I'm beyond grateful at this point. For lots of things, not just like my health and living and waking up and, you know, being with you and having my family, whatever. I'm grateful for everything. But aside from that, like there is some beautiful blessings that are coming finally that we're going to be receiving this month. And I'm just excited.
We have a lot to be happy for. And
a lot to be grateful for. Like literally every day. I mean, not to get any religious, whatever, but I thank God every day. I really do.
I feel you. So, now that you're 29, because you're turning 29, Bad Bunny has released a new album.
Specifically for me. Yeah. He heard. You know.
So, Bad Bunny has released a new album.
Fire.
And the shit fucking slaps.
The whole thing is slaps.
The funny thing is, the last album that came out, I didn't even listen to it. And that's why I was kind of lost at the concert. But I knew, like, some of the songs, but I didn't listen to it like that. Like, I wasn't, like, purposely going out of my way to play any
songs. Do you have any favorites so far?
Quick. This new
just
shit?
Just say one. One that you really like so far.
Oh, I forgot the name of this shit. Titi Me Preguntó. That shit go hard. What's that other shit? Body? Party?
Is it Party?
I think it's Party.
No, I like Tarot.
Tarot's fire. Tarot, yeah, that's fire.
Tarot's my favorite.
That's so probably far. My second favorite.
and
Body.
Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule is good. Yeah, it's great. Good. But I like that Party record. That should go hard.
I'm trying to remember the other one that I really like.
I don't know all the names by heart, but I've been playing some of the shit. And I'm like, I'm fucking with this shit. This shit is hard. It's fucking hard.
Or is it Después de la Playa, the one that's like, that has the merengue? Mambo?
Yeah, yeah. That one's cool.
That one's cool, too.
Yeah.
Fire shit. Fire, fire.
So he dropped that for Desiree's birthday. And it's interesting because me and Desi, we were watching a video of his from the last album, I think it is, that Yugani shit. So we were listening to it. We were watching a video for another song, right?
Yo Nagoni, whatever.
Yes, whatever that shit is. Tiene un culo bien grande. Tiene bien grande. You know. So.
What did you just say?
That shit sounded so, wow, that sounded so bad. So tiene un culo bien grande. Demasiado grande. You know what song I'm talking about. Me comiendo Hitachi. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway. So, what I'm trying to say is, we're watching the music video for the Bad Bunny shit, right? And it freaking hit me, like I was telling Desi, yo, like this dude has, in the last, I want to say 2 to 3 years, completely changed the way he looks.
Oh yeah, the dude is chameleon.
Yeah. But now I feel like this is a different Bad Bunny that we have the last like album and a half compared to like the first album.
Mm-hmm.
They're different Bad Bunnies. And I feel like people who are very attracted to him right now aren't the same people who were very attracted to him before, and vice versa. Like, he's a very different type. He doesn't even look the same anymore.
No.
Like, so we were talking about it, and we're like, yo, even like the real old songs, his whole thing was that he used to dress really young, hip, and like weird.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing was like super hippie, like hipster, like wearing designer shit. And
almost cartoonish.
Yeah. And very, like, you know, with the freaking avatar haircut.
Mm-hmm. The pointy sunglasses.
Like, his whole thing was, like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm flashy. I'm very different from everybody else. Which was okay. It worked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But now, his whole thing is, like, I'm a regular fucking guy. I have fucking stubble.
Yeah.
Like, my beard is not, like...
His hair's all outgrown and
his
curly.
Hair's grown. Like, now his whole shit is... Like, I'm not necessarily, like, clean cut at all. He's not clean cut. He's, like, wearing just a fucking sweatshirt. But now he stands out more of as, like, a sex icon. Now he's more of a, like, this guy that, like, people look at him differently.
Mm.
Right? He's more sexual now. He's more sexualized. Right? Which is okay. It's whatever, you know. But also, just like the whole style, everything about him is completely different from what we got when he started.
I remember when we first started watching that stuff, his old videos back when he had like the avatar haircut and the pointy sunglasses and like dressed all weird.
Remember, people liked them, but people weren't like obsessed with him.
I like to say that I was one of the first girls out there that during that time when he used to like go out or like do interviews or in some music videos, he would be without his sunglasses and you would get a glimpse of how his face actually looked. I was one of the first people to be like, he's cute. He's very cute. And if he had a different hairstyle and like not the pointy sunglasses and like dressed kind of normal, I think he'd be super hot. Everybody'd be like, nah, whatever. Da da da. He weird. You like weird guys. Da da da. I'm almost like, oh my god.
But I remember. Yeah, my whole thing was I remember you saying that he has potential.
He has potential.
And I feel like we never really got a glimpse of that until like
Estamos bien
video, yeah. Right? Because you see him a little bit more realistically in that video.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that, every video was like, I'm a fucking avatar. I'm a fucking anime character. Or I'm a fucking walking billboard for like Supreme or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a completely different person. But I think it's just evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has to go through it. You know what I'm saying? Now Gaga did it. Yeah. Like Gaga did it. Gaga did do it. Look at Gaga's first music video.
Gosh.
What was the name of that song again?
Just Dance.
Just Dance. Gonna be
okay. Gotta doodle.
Bad Bunny went from Lady Gaga Just Dance to fucking Lady Gaga. What was one of the more serious songs that she has?
I don't fucking. Fuck in it. The shalalalo. In the shalalalo.
And then also another thing, Bad Bunny. One thing I did notice is that obviously in the last like three albums, he would start putting those random songs in there that you could tell he's just having fun on. And they're just like really weird songs.
Yeah.
But like they work. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're like the really weird whatever songs. And like now on this new album, I fucking love that shit. That, you know, si celoso, pero quien ese cabrón. Like that, mm-hmm. that song. It's so fucking catchy, and it just stays in your head.
Yes.
But it's not a traditional
reggaeton song. What's that other one that he's, like, singing? He's just like, I think it's something like that. Like, no soy celoso, pero ouch, mi corazón.
Yeah, that bullshit. Yeah, yeah.
Is it the same song?
I think it's the same one. I haven't, I've only listened to that one
I've listened to it twice, yeah. So. I don't know the words yet, guys.
So, yeah, it was just something that I was, like, thinking about. Because I was just, like, people really look at him as, like, this fucking like sex icon, and they like love him so much, and I'm like, yo, I get it, but a lot of those same people didn't feel the same way when he came up, and I'm talking about like when he was already really big, getting millions of views for the first, like, even the album Siempre, like those 200 Milla Un Jequi, and like all those fucking songs, mm-hmm. Mia with Drake, he still looked like that.
Yeah.
If you watch the video for Mia, mm-hmm. featuring Drake, all the songs on that album, he still had that look, but he was slowly transitioning. Mm-hmm. Which is really crazy, because if you look at him now, he looks it's not the same person.
Yeah.
He looks nothing like
and
him.
And he's allowed to be.
Yeah, and I get it now. You know, I don't judge guys or anything like that. Like, I'm not one to be like, oh, he's hot or whatever. But, like, I see pictures of him now. You know, when you see him just normal, like smiling or something, like, mm-hmm. I can see why girls like him. Mm-hmm. But when I used to see the old pictures, I'd be like, this dude looks funny. He just looks like a fucking, he used to look like a cartoon or some shit.
Well, not a lot of girls look at him and they're like, oh my gosh, sex icon. Like, as if, like, he's the sex god, right? And I remember we had this conversation with Gringo Marlene, but I'm like, what if the dude is feeling so much pressure to be, like, this amazing guy in bed that when he actually gets to it, like, he just stresses out. And it's just mediocre. It's just, like, regular.
Yeah.
And girls leave disappointed because they expect, like, so much.
But you know
what? Can you imagine the pressure? Like, even me, like, if I was a famous person and men look at me as if I'm some, like, sex god or whatever, goddess, I would feel so much fucking pressure.
But you know what? It's kind of like, it's good and bad because it being him at the level that he is at now, he's so successful that even if the dick is trash, girls are going to still say, I smashed Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't care.
It's like a stamp at that
point. Yeah, at this point, I feel like he went from having to outperform to now he's in a situation where he can just give you sloppy dick and you're going to be like, that was the best dick of my life because it was Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Which is fucked
like,
up.
Like, now he's just, like, special stamp on the passport. You know, like, when people show off stamps, yeah. Like, yeah, that's Dubai. It's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, now it's, like...
That's Bad Bunny Day. Yeah.
That was Bad Bunny Day. There's not many celebrities on there that you can, like... Yo, yeah, that was Bad Bunny.
I'm just mad that he went to the Met Gala dressed like Inspector Gadget, though. Like, that shit was wild. Like, he had, like, a Nazi uniform on.
Well, I started dying immediately because you took that from somebody. Because
what?
I heard that on a podcast earlier today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. As soon as that picture was sent to our chat of how Bad Bunny looked for the Met Gala, when I tell you I busted out laughing.
Yes, I know. I heard
it. I love Bad Bunny, guys. And he's... I think he's hot, gorgeous, whatever, great artist, musician, whatever. But that outfit?
With the hair?
With the fucking hair?
The hair, he had like a poodle thing going on.
Oh my God.
He had like a...
And then the picture that was sent to the chat, he stood like straight with his poofy hair, and he looked like a tree.
Yeah. You said he was on his Groot shit.
He said, I'm Groot. if he stood in that picture.
Then he had the thing, the magnify glass. That's such
a bad picture.
He had like the glasses thing that he holds up, like the magnify glasses thing. Yeah, that look.
Fashion.
That look was crazy, but I get it. Met Gala.
It was fashion, man.
Everybody has to go all out, do some weird
shit.
What
do I know?
Yeah.
Look, and I would show up to the Met Gala just like a plain dress, and people be like, wow, this fucking idiot.
I mean, that's the thing. People say they don't give a fuck about this shit, and then the moment comes, and they tell you go dress as a baby shark, you're going to show up as a fucking baby shark. Like, you don't know. Like,
and then each year is supposed to be like a theme, right? Like,
and then they set you up with designers sometimes. And then you're supposed to just wear whatever the fuck the designer did for you that day.
Because I think this theme was like Gilded Hollywood or whatever. I don't know what that's supposed to fucking mean. But the person who I think killed it, I don't know if you've seen it, is Blake Lively. Do you know who she is? She's Ryan Reynolds' wife.
No.
I'll show you a picture of her, and you're going to be like, oh my God, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, I know who that is, but I can't remember her face. And I also, even if I don't see a picture.
She was on Gossip Girl.
I would have to see the picture of the dress, because it's not like I'm going to just know by remembering.
Well, I think she did it A1 because it was a beautiful gown, and it was like the color. It was copper. And then the designers did something. They like opened her dress, and they like opened it, and her skirt was like down the stairs and shit, and it turned like greenish, like the Statue of Liberty. Oh. Like, you know how the Statue of Liberty is copper. Yeah. It started off copper, and then over time it oxidized or whatever, and it turned green. And that was like the inspiration for her dress. So it was like copper, and then the designers came, and they like rushed her on the red carpet, and they like opened her skirt and took off her gloves, and she spun around, and it was like green, and it was beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing ever.
That's cool. That sounds like some Cruella DeVille shit.
Yeah, it was like a Cruella DeVille thing where, like, you know, in the movie, like her dress lit up on fire, and it turns into fucking
to a new dress. That's some shit.
The fucking feathers.
Well, the dress is full of fucking like bee eggs, and then they all hatch at the same time, and then bees come out of the dress and some stupid shit.
It felt like that, like a Cruella DeVille moment. Like she spun around, and now the dress is, it was green, and it was.
Yo, shout out to really Cruella pretty. DeVille. She was a real one.
Cruella DeVille was a good movie, like the live action one with Emma Stone.
Yeah, like
that
I was
pretty good.
I always say that a movie is good if you can make a villain
likable.
Cruella DeVille's, her as a villain, she's actually very likable.
Yeah,
like she's dope, and she was like a mix between like an artist, like a fashion designer, and like Banksy, like mixed together.
Yeah,
like her whole thing was like fucking up somebody else's fucking artwork and making it better.
Her biological moms.
Yeah.
Who I spoiled it.
That wasn't her. No, she stole the chain from biological mom.
No, it was her.
No, stop spoiling shit for people.
Okay, who by sorry.
Yo, what is going on here? It's not that. It's not who y'all think it
my
is.
My bad.
But yeah, we were talking about like music. We were talking about music a lot over the last 2 days.
Yeah, we did a whole lot of nothing for the rest of the week.
Well, because we were sick.
So we were listening to a lot of music and like nostalgia shit. And, like,
so I ended up finding this video on YouTube. It's like a 45-minute video. And it's official video from when Linkin Park and Jay-Z did the Collision Course. The Collision EP.
Mm-hmm. It was basically their collab.
It was a collab album, yeah. And, you know, I remember watching this years ago because when that happened, I got that as a gift for Christmas for my sister. And I used to cherish that shit. So I decided to play it for Desi so she could see, like, how they, you know, Jay-Z and Linkin Park, like, met up. They did this collab album. They did a secret show where they got, like, people who were fans of both. And then later on, they released the project. And then, you know, one of the songs ended up on the radio, which was like the Encore Numb song. But pretty much all the songs were songs that they already had.
Yeah.
They just mashed them up. You know, which in the ways that they thought were the best possible ways to make them work. So it was really dope because, you know, we're watching it and it's so old. Like, this is so like 2003, 2004, some shit. Like,
yeah,
it's like so old. While we were watching that, you know, we're obviously watching, you know, the dude from Linkin Park that died. And then we talked about him for a while. What was his name? Chester?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we talked about him for a while. And when he passed a few years ago, like, you know, that was a big deal. And it had us thinking, like,
I cried.
Yeah, Desiree was sad about that. Like, I felt bad about
it. I cried and I, like, literally mourned for, like, that week. Like, I was heartbroken.
And I remember reading, I think it was Eli. He had posted something about him. And he said something along the lines of, like, even though I didn't listen to Linkin Park as much later on.
Right.
I still owe a lot of the shit that I listened to Linkin Park because they kind of were that door for me to get mm-hmm. into the music.
And it was the same for me. And I think that's what we ended up talking about, because you mentioned that because of that project, you were introduced to that kind of music. You were introduced
So that project, I was excited when that came out, but I had already listened to Linkin Park when that came out.
Yeah. But it's because of them, that band, Linkin Park, you were introduced to rock.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And for me... The same, I guess the same way as my friend put it, is later on in life, I didn't listen to them as much, especially in high school, I was very much so into rock music. My library was very vast. So I tried to keep up with as much new music as it came out, but, you know, I did my best. Anyways, I owed a lot to Linkin Park for introducing me to that sound. Like, they were one of the first, if not the first, band that I listened to that introduced me to that whole genre. And then later on, I fell into that pool and, like, later on went into different genres, whether it was punk, alternative, pop rock, metal, whatever. Whatever the case may be. But it was thanks to them. And
that's the thing that, like, that,
they're, like, very iconic.
And that's the, when, I remember when he put that on his Instagram, I was thinking about it and I was like, wow, that's crazy, because they really did open a door for a lot of young people to become fans of rock, right? And then that kind of led us to the conversation that Desi and I had a couple days ago, where I've always felt like the thing with Linkin Park is, for example, Desi grew up listening to rock and she liked punk rock.
Punk rock is my favorite.
That was her favorite type of rock. But there's so many different types of rock. Mm-hmm. Me growing up, I was listening to like Spanish music, like reggaeton, a lot of hip hop, right? So with me, it was just like whatever hip hop was hot. I didn't listen to anything that was like country, rock, anything that was out of my world of like the hood of Brooklyn. Like, it didn't make sense for me to listen to, right?
The thing for me was I still listened to all of those things.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
During that time, whatever was hot at the time, reggaeton.
I feel like Linkin Park had this effect where every single person who heard that first single, that single that put them on the map, right? In the end, it doesn't even matter. So that song, I feel like everybody who heard that song the first time was like, holy shit, what is this? Right? Because that's what happened to me. And that happened to a lot of people I know. A lot of people heard that song and they were like, yo, this sounds like hip hop.
But yeah, in a rock way. Yeah, that's the thing that we had talked about before too, is that I feel like the reason why Linkin Park reached out to you and a lot of people who were originally like hip hop or R&B fans is that Linkin Park does have that
element.
In their sound. In their sound, they do.
Like, especially they do have with, that rap. Mike, he's the guy who does, like, the rapping in some of the songs. He's, like, the one that's saying
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard to try.
Yeah. And that shit gets you fucking going, right? Like, till this day, since that song came out, and that song came out when I was a little kid. Till this day, the song comes on, and you start fucking rapping the shit, and you get fucking excited. And then Chester comes in screaming, and you want to start screaming. And then you want to start fucking screaming. So I felt like Linkin Park, for people who did not fuck with rock, that was either the entryway or that was maybe the one rock band they would listen to, right? So with that being said, that group was able to transcend just rock
different and roll. Different genres, yeah.
And I remember, and this is something that got me mad, I remember when I was in high school, there was this one kid who used to listen to like heavy metal. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you don't even listen to rock. This is not. And I was like, well,
that's not rock. This is rock.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, the only rock I'll listen to is Linkin Park. It's the only one I care about. And then he would laugh at me and be like, oh, that's not real rock and roll. Blah, 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 blah. And my whole thing was like, that was just some like hater shit, right? Because that's the same way people be like, oh, that's not hip hop. That's not. But at the end of the day, it's all inspired.
You get that in every genre. In
every genre.
Whether you listen to fucking country, classical music, whatever. That's not classical music. This is classical music. And it's just like, you get those kind of people everywhere. And it just pisses me off as a music fan, because I listen to multiple genres of music. And I can appreciate a sound or a band or whatever the case may be, because I'm a genuine fan of music. And for someone to sit there and be like, that's not music, this is music. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
I remember that used to get me mad, but
I
was like,
I used to hate that too. I used to meet a lot of people, especially in high school, when I was exploring through the rock genres and trying to figure out what I liked and what I didn't like, and listening to lots and lots of different bands. And whenever somebody used to ask me, oh, what bands do you listen to? And I would tell them that I would get a couple people that'd be like, that's not real rock. This is rock. And it's just like, shut up. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you think.
But the thing is, they also have to admit that there's always going to be certain acts, like in this example, Linkin Park, that they were so big that they transcended. Mm-hmm. So obviously what's going to come with that is people who don't even fuck with rock are going to listen to them.
Yeah.
Same way somebody like a Drake will have somebody who doesn't listen to any rap or hip hop or anything. They'll still listen to Drake, right?
Yeah.
He transcends because he can sing, he can rap, this and that. Whether you hate him or love him, it doesn't matter. At this point,
Drake's going down. There's a couple of artists in multiple genres that can do that.
Yes.
Like, for example, Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Taylor Swift is a good example for country music, right? People will listen, that's not real country music. This is country music. And it's just like, I hear you.
And it's funny because
you have to give her respects where it's due. Like,
the other day you mentioned Taylor Swift, and I was like, I didn't think that was a good example. But then I thought about it, because you said Taylor Swift made country music. And I'm here thinking, whenever I think of Taylor Swift, I'm only thinking about pop music. Mm-hmm. But you're completely right. She has a whole bunch of country songs.
Yeah, her first albums are country.
And it's like, who are we to be like, that's not country because she's a pop star? She transcended. She's fucking bigger than life. Yeah. Like, she's fucking
huge.
She
can do it.
So that's why we had this whole talk about Linkin Park. And I was just like, listen, like, I didn't know shit about rock. I had a whole bunch of Linkin Park fucking albums on my fucking iPad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until like a little bit after the whole Transformer movies came out, which they had amazing songs for those movies as well.
Yeah.
But after that, I stopped listening. But that doesn't mean that they're bad. It's just that those first projects were.
Yeah. And I don't like when people say like, you're not a fan because you don't keep up with every single album and every single song. And it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm a human being. Like, I'm not a walking iPod. Like, I can't keep up with everything all the time. But yeah, it was a really big deal, like, when the lead singer Chester did pass, and I literally mourned. I was depressed for a while, like, when that happened. It was kind of like how, I hate comparing because certain things like that, but like, you know, when, in no way is it a comparison, or am I trying to say that he is Michael Jackson or whatever, but like, when Michael Jackson passed, a lot of people mourned for a while, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, and cried and more. That's how I felt for this passing too. Like, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was sad. It was like a big part of my childhood, like, gone.
I feel you.
So it was really sad.
And he had one of the craziest, like, vocals in the game, like, in terms of screaming.
Craziest.
Like, when you broke that down for me, I used to think that he was just screaming. No, and I was like, how does he not have a raspy voice? But, like, that's not just screaming. That's actually,
no,
like,
it's a technique that
it's fucking nuts.
Not everyone can do that screamo, like, that, I can't do it.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
You know, it's I don't know. It's a part of people's vocal cords and diaphragms that they reach when they do that shit. I don't know. I don't know the technical terms behind it, but it's way more than just like yelling into a microphone. Because imagine if you yell, if we yell now at a concert, after the concert, my voice is shot.
Yeah, that's true. The next day we can't even speak.
Mm-hmm. They don't do it like that. They do something else.
Also, just to end off with the Linkin Park shit, for anybody who does listen to this and you were one of those people, I know a lot of people like that who are like me, who they didn't know every Linkin Park song. They don't even know the name of the people in the songs in the band, but they know Linkin Park and they know they fucked with some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll be like, oh, I know Numb, Crawling, Paper Cut, this, that, like they know these songs. I'm not sure if y'all knew this, but it always threw me off how like the dude that did the rapping, Mike or whatever his fucking name is, mm-hmm. he was also in another band.
Oh yeah, you reminded me of this, and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about.
Yeah,
that.
It was called Fort Minor.
Fort Minor.
And I was like, yo, it's something like Fort Myers, but it's Where'd Fort you Minor. Go? Yo, miss tell me you I remember. So.
It's like it's been forever since you've been gone. Yeah.
So come back home. And then it's just him rapping on it?
Yeah.
I remember that shit came out. Gosh, man. I had to be like 16 or some shit, 17 when that came out. But that song was awesome. And I remember like, yo, what happened? Like, I thought that Linkin Park broke up or whatever. But that was just another just a project. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, enough about that.
We're big music nerds.
Yeah, no, we were having a lot of music talks about music. Usually we talk about movies and shows, but we're talking about movie artists a lot.
Yeah.
And also, quick breakdown just for anybody listening. I mean, we can't even talk about it because there's people who haven't seen it yet and it's going to fuck shit up. But we caught up with Attack on Titan, anime.
Yeah.
And now we have to wait till fucking next year for it to finish?
Yeah, some bullshit.
Jesus Christ. We just watched part two of fucking the last mierda. Season. And now they what doing the part hell? Three. How many parts is the last season going to get? Jesus Christ.
I feel like every time we end it, they always do that same shit. Like, oh, psych, there's part six coming out. It's just like, what the fuck?
Dead ass.
We waited a year for this.
So we got to wait till next year for
Attack on Titan. And then break Crunchyroll again.
Yeah.
To try to watch it.
This is some bullshit, yo. I'm about to just go buy the fucking book and just read the shit because I need to know what the fuck is going to happen.
Ooh, yeah, we're the fans that didn't read the manga. Yeah, blah,
blah. We're fake. I don't even think the actual last part came out yet.
I don't know, but guys, if y'all have never watched anime or have never watched. This is the one to fucking start. Like, if you need an introduction to anime, fucking watch Attack on Titan, please.
Yo, and if you don't want to watch, like, re-subtitles, just watch it dubbed. They have it available in English.
Yeah, and watch all the anime people who actually watch anime hardcore be like, wow, I can't believe they said to watch it dubbed. Dude, you watch Pokemon every Saturday morning, and what was it? Dubbed.
Exactly.
You watch Dragon Ball Z, how? Dubbed. Cállate.
And also, especially if we're telling people who don't watch anime to give it a shot, they might need it to be in English for them to like get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Attack on Titan dubbed is great.
It's amazing dubbed. Like, it's great.
They did a great job with the dub version because sometimes the dub version is kind of like
ass, but no, this one is good.
But this was great. They did a great job with voice actors and they did a great job with doing it justice and matching the emotions. They did a great job with this dub version. If you want to watch a dub, watch a fucking dub. It's all right.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't listen to all these fucking, this not anime, this is anime.
That's not rock and roll. This is rock and roll. That's what y'all sound like. Nah, but seriously, I don't want to like say shit because like Gringo Marlene are like 10 episodes behind, but Jesus Christ, this show is so fucking good.
Just when you think you know it all.
Yo, the
you
writing.
You know nothing.
The writing, they just keep, it gets better. Every season gets better and better. Like, this shit is crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
One of my friends that I grew up with, he had just put it on his Instagram that he just started watching it. And he just put like, yo, this shit is crazy. And I had to write to him. I was like, yo, you don't even know.
It's you know crazy. Nothing, Jon Snow.
You don't even know how crazy it's going to be. He was like, yo, so far I'm hooked.
It just gets more and more insane.
It really does. Are you ready for a stupid question for the podcast today?
Yeah. A topic that nobody cares about.
Let's talk about something nobody gives a shit about. Shit about.
Oh, guys.
Are you guys ready? This is easy. If all the states in the United States of America were represented by food, what food would each state be represented by?
Okay.
We're not going to do every state because there's going to be states that we're going to forget. Let's be real. If you live in a forgettable state, I'm sorry, bro. Don't live there.
Sucks for you.
Yeah, don't live there.
Sorry, Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We got to start with the best state. We got to start with the, you know, the dopest city in the world, New York City.
New York.
Obviously, you think of a pizza. You think of New York, you think of a pizza.
You thought of pizza?
But the reality for me, I think of everything.
I thought of like a deli sandwich, but like a cat's deli sandwich. You know, like,
yeah, like
pastrami.
Versace. Pastrami.
Yeah, pastrami.
Yo, honestly, I think most people would say pizza for New York. But if it was our list, I'm going to say a deli sandwich. Yeah. Right. Deli sandwich with the chips and that could Arizona be any, can.
Right. It could. Exactly. Like that. If it was a meal, I picture like a deli sandwich, Arizona, and a bag of chips. That's
and like stacked deli sandwich. Yeah. Shredded lettuce.
Stacked with meat.
Meats.
And then if the second runner-up, I think a pizza.
Yeah, but the pizza, you know, let's just give that to Chicago so they can stop complaining.
Yeah,
Chicago they pizza. Unfortunately, they have deep dish and, you know.
That's already a punishment enough.
Yeah, so we'll give them fucking pizza. Make them feel better.
And then, of course, Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheesesteak.
Duh. Or you know what else I thought about Chicago? Yeah, Chicago hot dogs. Like, yeah, they're famous for that. Like,
I think we need a
Chicago dog with like pickle and tomato.
We should save some of those safe ones for states that we don't know what the fuck to say.
What's a good one for Florida?
But here's the thing. You said Philly. Philly is just a city.
Yeah. Well, Chicago's just a city too.
So we got to say we're going to have to just include the whole state.
Pennsylvania.
So Pennsylvania is getting the Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I think of Pennsylvania, I think of like turkey. I don't know why.
I think so too.
You did too?
Yeah. I was like,
I feel like Pennsylvania.
Like looks, a roasted turkey.
Pennsylvania looks like it's Thanksgiving every day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it's all like orangey.
Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
But we'll give it the Philly cheesesteak.
Like North Carolina. We live in North Carolina. I'm going to have to say like barbecue, like a brisket or some shit like
yeah.
that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And even though. Barbecue, I think it might even be bigger in like Missouri or some other shit. But in North Carolina, barbecue is a big fucking deal.
Barbecue is huge here and also beer. Like if it's a barbecue, meal combo, barbecue and like, of course,
that's what I picture
a crafted beer.
Like a brisket sandwich and a fucking beer, craft beer. Because there's like 100 fucking
breweries. We're like the brewery capital.
So what do you think about Florida? Florida, I picture salad.
Actually, you were gonna say California. I picture a salad.
Yeah, California is like avocado or a salad or some shit. Like they just eat avocados whole. But
or like Florida, tacos and stuff because Mexican food is big in California.
Yeah, but Mexican food, I was gonna say for Texas, but they get no, barbecue
Texas
too.
Texas is barbecue too, man.
But they say it's the best.
I was
tacos
gonna say,
Texas.
But for because you see how North Carolina you put barbecue and like specifically like brisket.
Yeah.
Which is, I agree. I think Texas barbecue, but specifically like big ass like ribs or steak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like shit like that. Like yeah. Big shit. Like shit that's, just huge.
Like Flintstone style.
Yeah, the Flintstone, like the shit that he put on the side of his car and the car flipped over.
Yeah.
Like when he went to the pickup order. Yeah. with some big ass cornbread.
I think of seafood.
Florida could be seafood, right? Okay. When I picture Florida, it depends. Because when I picture Miami, I just picture cocktails. Right?
Yeah.
Nonstop cocktails.
Booze.
So I picture cocktail. But then when I think of Orlando, all I think of like is family restaurants. And
Disney World.
And Disney. So let's give them...
Sushi.
No. Let's leave sushi for like the Pacific coast. You
what, like Oregon? Like what the fuck?
Yeah, like Oregon or some shit. Yeah, sushi's big out there.
No, it ain't.
Asia is on that side. So there's more Asian population of people on that side of America. There are more Asian people in California. I don't think
that has to do with anything.
I know, but sushi's bigger in those sides.
Okay, whatever. Side of the country. Whatever the fuck you want to. I love your logic. Whatever.
I'm just saying sushi's bigger on the West Coast.
Okay, than it is whatever. Whatever you say.
Okay, whatever. So let's give sushi to Delaware because the state fucking loves sushi there.
Maine gets lobster rolls.
Maine gets the fucking lobster roll, even though I know that Boston might want to fight for that. You know what I'm saying? New England. But that's all true. Maine. I'm giving that to Maine.
It's true. Boston.
Boston gets a beer.
I think of Sam Adams. That's it.
Boston gets a beer and a fucking burger. They're so old. Like, they're just American. It's like, I don't know.
Boston. Boston Lager.
They fuck with the lobster roll. But let's just give them, like, a nice roll with something on it, like coleslaw and some other shit.
So stupid.
And a beer. Because I'm here thinking, like, what do you give, like, Tennessee? Like, Tennessee is very similar to North Carolina.
Shit.
It's very mountainous. Raccoon.
Stop. I don't know. We have to travel a lot more domestically to, like, really get a feel for a lot of these cities. We've only been to Pigeon Forge, like, where Dolly World is for Tennessee, and yeah,
it's a big difference from, like, Nashville and shit,
right? And we've been to, like, the touristy, the really touristy area where it was, like, all, like, think of it like the same shit as, like, when you're around Disney World and shit. It's like,
yeah, now that's the thing. Amusement Nashville, park food Nashville is, like, big on barbecue also, so it's kind of like,
ooh, I know what to give Tennessee. Moonshine.
That's when we bought our moonshine. You're right. Moonshine, yeah.
Picking your fucking nose.
No, I'm the side. You didn't see me.
No, you was side. Digging for gold.
I was not picking my nose. Why would you say that on the podcast? I was not picking my nose. I'm scratching the outside of my freaking nose.
Ew.
You need to turn on the light so you can see, your blind ass.
You was picking your nose. That's
I
all
swear
right.
to God, I was not That's picking right. my nose. Don't do this. Don't do this on the podcast, please. I swear to God, I wasn't doing that.
Oh, man.
I don't do that and look at somebody. That's some creep shit. You do that and when nobody's around. So California Booker's gets the avocado. Gross me out. California gets the avocado salad.
Avocado toast.
Yeah, avocado toast with a salad on the side and a water with a lime in it.
Vegas?
Yo, Vegas. I fucking miss Vegas, man. I feel like I need some of that comfort back in my life. I miss it.
I want to be by the pool taking a tan. Just chilling out.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's getting hot here in North Carolina. I'm not going to lie. I feel like by the end of the month, we're going to be in pool weather.
Yeah. Vegas, I would have to give them. Vegas is a lot like New York, where you can get anything.
Yeah, whatever you want, you could find. I just think buffet.
Yeah. Even though we don't do that when we go.
No, but I can't give them a proper meal. I just think, like, buffet.
Yeah. It's hard. Or pasta. Well, it's hard because it's a place that's not known for anything. They're just known for everything.
They're known for casinos.
Yeah. So there you go. Cocktails.
That's it.
That's it. Just cocktails.
God.
Minneapolis bison burgers.
You're just naming off shit that we've just eaten at these
just
places.
Just because I had a bison burger in Minneapolis doesn't mean that that's what they're known for. So it's probably just a burger.
Welp.
I think this list is going to just end soon because I don't really have a lot.
That's why I said whelp.
Yeah.
When somebody says whelp, that means they want out.
Oh, you don't want no more of this?
No.
That's fucked up. An hour in, is this how you treat me?
You weren't catching it. I keep saying whelp, whelp, and you're just like, uh-huh. Like, just waiting for me to say more. I'm like, that's it.
That's fucked up.
We have, like I said, I think we need to travel more domestically. Get some feels for a lot of these cities and states to really give them a proper meal.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I have.
I'm with you on that. I just want to say once again, before we go, please y'all sound off in the comments, go on the Instagram, go wish Desi a happy birthday.
Aww.
She's a big 29. It's not every day you turn 29. She's almost at the age where it starts to get kind of sad. So please
start to get kind of depressed, and I'm sitting here like, too late. I'm already there.
So
I'm already depressed, guys.
Go tell Desi how awesome she is. Go wish her happy birthday.
Much appreciated.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening to episode 31.
If you've been here since episode 1 and you're here up until now,
you're a real papa.
You a real fucking papa. Yo, we're in episode 31. This is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
We're in the 30s.
Yeah, and you know what? Episode 32 might be a kind of a bitch to record. Because that's going to be rough. Like, we're going to be in Dominican Republic in a couple days.
Oh, you just telling everybody our fucking schedule?
Damn, like, hold on.
You telling everybody our fucking schedule? What's wrong with you?
So we need to go to Dominican Republic and then come back.
No, you don't need to tell anybody that.
Okay, I'm just saying. And then we have to record an episode. When are we going to record the episode?
I think we should.
We got some serious shit to do as soon as we get back.
A lot of things to discuss off air.
Yes.
Stupid ass. Fucking idiot.
All right.
You've been here since episode 1 and you're here up until now. We fucking love you. You're the best papa on the planet. And if you want to show us any love and support, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell their moms.
To listen to our podcast. We drop an episode every Wednesday. And if you got some extra monies, you got some extra coin, shout outs too.
Deadassmarket.com.
Wepa.
Hey, listen, guys. Go on deadassmarket.com. There's some hats on the site. Also, if you buy
we've released a couple new hats.
Yes.
We got some dad hats. We got bucket hats.
The trucker hat.
A trucker hat.
Check it. If you guys buy a pin pack, I will throw in a prototype of
a new
pin.
Not a prototype. Don't say that.
No, it's not a prototype. It's a
done. It's an exclusive.
It's a pin that we're going to drop in the future that's already done, that we have them already. And the last, I'm going to be honest, the last like three orders that came in for pin packs, I threw them in there. Just people are getting them just randomly. They look fucking awesome.
You just could be the next one.
You might be the next one. So go get yourself a set of pins.
Yeah, guys. Keep your head cool this summer. Keep your head cool this summer. Don't get sunburned, scalp burn. That shit exists. And I've suffered from it twice. Wear a dad hat, wear a bucket hat, wear a trucker hat, wear a beanie. I don't know. Cover your head.
That's a beanie in the summer. That's fucking wild. Dude, that's
cover some, that noggin. That's some
Black Air Force One type of energy.
Cover that noggin. Protect your scalp this summer.
All right, y'all. We
brought
love
to y'all. You by that as well.
Peace, y'all. Love, peace, and chicken grease. One.
Bye. Have a good week. Happy Wednesday.